This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Wednesday. You are halfway through the week, and we have a huge show for you today. We have a new guest, someone we've never had on the show before. I'm very excited about this. Ari Fleischer is going to be joining us in the 1 o'clock hour to talk about his new book. I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks back. It was a Fox News podcast. And Ari was on there and he was discussing this book he has, and he talks about media bias and deception. But there was one word in the title that really stuck out to me: snobbery. And I think the snob aspect of all of these Democrats and all of these media hacks is often overlooked. I think
that's the truth.
I think it gets to the root of a lot of their problems, a lot of their lack of understanding for everyday Americans is their snobbery. So we're going to talk to Ari about that and about the Biden administration's handling of all of the different problems that they have created, which brings us to, what are we calling it now? Transcession. Welcome to Transcession. We are still following as this administration wastes so much energy. It reminds me of, there's this Seinfeld episode, I've probably referenced this before, but it's one of my favorite lines. Kramer is up to something, you know, he's up to one of his classic schemes, and Jerry looks at him and says, if you could only channel this energy into something positive, you're like Lex Luthor. And that's what I think about when I see these Biden officials. They spend so long trying to spin and trying to create a false narrative that no one with half of a brain would believe. And if they could use that towards, I don't know, fixing some of these problems, that might be beneficial. But no, we've got Brian Deese. We've got all of these hacks, KJP. You name it, they're out there. And now we've got Paul Krugman. We're going to get to all of this. But I love the Brian Deese cut. And I want to start the show with this because I believe it was. Was it the one horse pony, Jared? Was it Peter Doocy who decided to ask this question of Peter, of Brian Deese?
No, it was a female reporter I have yet to be able to identify.
Oh, very good. So there's more than one horse pony in the lot today.
There's two horse ponies.
There's two one-horse ponies. Let's have this reporter to Brian Deese. And she's asking the question that we've all been asking, which is, why should we believe you? If someone lies to you, not just once, these people have lied to us multiple times about basic things. It's not like they're lying about things that we can't understand. They're lying about things we see every day and asking us not to believe our own eyes. And so the question is, what's changed? Why am I now going to say, I think you guys are onto something. I think you're right about this. Let's take a listen to cut two.
You've spent a lot of time in the White House as this week trying to explain why you believe that the U.S. is not definitionally in a recession. But why should the average American who is really concerned about their personal economic situation and their wages aren't increasing as fast as inflation, they're struggling to put food on the table, fill up their tank, why should they care if the U.S. is definitionally in a recession or not?
Yeah, it's a great question. It was what I was trying to underscore in terms of where the president really centers on in terms of his economic policy and his economic goals.
It's a great question.
That's not a one horse pony. That's a filly right there.
Yeah, that didn't tell me anything. He later went on to say that you don't have to take their word for it. He said, you don't have to take our word for it. And I thought, well, that's good. because I don't plan on taking your word
challenge
for it.
Accepted.
And then he mentions all these other people, like, you know, oh, you can look at, they're always throwing out the experts. Again, I could use the same logic with the experts. Why should I believe you? I would like to look at all these 17 Nobel laureates and say, please tell me what you think is going to happen so I can do the exact opposite. It's like Back to the Future when you get an almanac. You get an unfair advantage. When these eggheads tell you the one thing's going to happen, you can bet the house that it's going to be the other way around. And still, they're referencing these hacks who were wrong over and over again. And a perfect example of this is Paul Krugman. Okay, Paul Krugman writes for the New York Times. And he has a piece out. This is the headline. Ignore the two-quarter rule. We might have a recession, but we aren't in one now. Now, if I read that, my first thought is, hold on. Aren't you the guy who told us that inflation wasn't going to happen? Aren't you the guy who told us that inflation was transitory? Wait, Mr. Krugman, I have a question. Aren't you the guy who wrote a mea culpa piece like 2 hours before this one? You know, the one where you said you were wrong about everything, but it wasn't your fault because how could you have known? You know, and the guys who were right for the wrong reason. So that kind of cancels out you being dead wrong. Was that the same Paul Krugman? Are there two Paul Krugmans at the New York Times, or is that the Paul Krugman I'm thinking about?
They were wrong before they were right.
So when Paul Krugman tells me to ignore the two-quarter rule, then maybe I should not ignore the two-quarter rule. They have no shame. They have no self-awareness. They just keep doling out this advice that nobody wants and nobody believes. And it gets even better. The Associated Press, the same Associated Press, I believe, Jared, that at one point was telling their reporters not to call what was happening on the border a crisis because they like to take on the role of Big Brother and try to create their own newspeak. They have a tweet out. By one common definition, the economy shrinking for consecutive quarters, the U.S. economy is on the cusp of a recession. Yet that definition isn't the one that counts. The definition that everyone has been using for the last, 100 years, that's not the one that counts. That's not the one that we should listen to. So instead, we should focus on the definition that the incompetent old man surrounded by Ivy League losers came up with to make themselves feel better. Is that the definition the AP wants us to focus on? They're still carrying water for this guy. They're still trying to save old Joe. Now, on a positive note for the president, he has tested negative twice for COVID-19. So he's out of the woods. He can go back to work. Whatever that means for him. Work is in the eyes of the beholder. So I think for him that means a couple of Zoom meetings this week. Maybe we'll get a fake White House teleprompter session. And, oh, speaking of that, Jared, did you see the video? So Jared pulled yesterday. I have to throw this in. Jared pulled yesterday all these sound cuts of Joe Biden talking about January 6th and kind of going off the rails. And I didn't play it mostly because I have such little patience now for this January 6th stuff. Like they bring it out. So now they think we're heading into a recession. The report comes out Thursday. Miranda Devine's also saying that the Hunter Biden indictments are going to drop relatively soon. So they're panicking. So now they got Merrick Garland out there saying that he'll investigate Donald Trump for January 6th. And it's so obviously a distraction. It's so obviously a cop-out for them. So they can say, well, what about Donald Trump? What about Trump? 1-6, Merrick Garland, Garland Merrick. It's so obviously that's what that is. So I just have lost my patience with it. But I went back and watched the video today, and it's one of those things you have to see to believe. So I go back to watch it, and first of all, they've edited it like so many times. There's so many, what do they call those, jump cuts?
Jump cuts, yes.
One after the other after the other. And it's only
like a Christopher Nolan film.
It's only like 30 seconds or 1 minute long, and yet there's 16 jump cuts. So you can only imagine how delicious the uncut version of that is. Oh, I would love to see the uncensored version of that video.
I did watch the entire 11 minutes of that yesterday, and they needed to edit it.
Yeah.
Let's just say
it was necessary. But
I'm just saying.
The more frightening part was the lack of blinking. There was a real lack of blinkage happening. In fact, we needed Tony Blinken to come and help Joe Biden. Now
we can blink and a nod, you know.
I'm going to give everyone a little insight here. Okay, I'm going to play Brian Deason, drop some knowledge on you. Occasionally, I'm humbled and I'm grateful to be invited on certain programs, usually on Newsmax, and I'll do a TV hit. And I'm still fairly new at it. I get advice from Howie a lot, but when I'm doing those TV hits and I'm looking into these, just the little green light of the computer. Oftentimes, and people will notice this now when I do them, so I shouldn't tell people this, but I get in my own head about blinking. I start to wonder, have I blinked too much? Have I not blinked enough? I usually blink too much, and I try to stop myself from blinking, and then my eyes get dry, and then they get watery, and then I'm worried I'm going to cry. It becomes like, it's one of those things. You can't be too cognizant of it, or else you'll get in your own mind. This is a case of a staring contest. The man doesn't blink for like 45 seconds straight.
He looked like Malcolm McDowell in Clockwork Orange when they got his eyes open and they're just dropping the drops in.
Yeah, his eyes were getting bigger and bigger as it was going on and his pupils were getting larger and he just did not blink. Somebody counted it and it was a really long time. And then obviously the stuff he was saying was crazy too, but that's just kind of, you know, that's par for the course at this point. So Biden is... he's back in action now. He's able to get back and he's working out. Not only is he licking his plates clean and showing it off to all of his imaginary friends, but he's also exercising again.
Yes, he's lifting huge triangular iron weights and punching carcasses of meat, throwing medicine balls around carelessly.
You think this is like a Rocky montage?
Oh, absolutely. But like a Gentleman Jim montage.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit...
like Marcus of Queensbury rules workout, you know?
Yeah. I always think of the Mandelbaums. Yes. You know? He's just going around to everyone in the White House going, "Hey, push-up contest now!
I am fit as a fiddle, boys. I'm in like Flynn, tell you. 23 skidoo."
And they're all like, is he up from his nap already? Someone put him back down for his nap. He's a crazy man. We have a lot to discuss today, though. This was just kind of all over the place, but we do have news on Turning Point USA. They had a little feud with The View, and they have had to apologize after Turning Point issued a cease and desist. We'll get into that. We'll also talk about Zelensky. We haven't talked about Zelensky in a long time, but he did a Vogue photo shoot, and I have a lot.
Dire situation over there, folks.
I have a lot to say about it. I have so much to say about this photo shoot. You know, they say all publicity is good publicity. I'm here to tell you, fact check, false. Where is Glenn Kessler? That is not true. There is such thing as bad publicity, and an Annie Leibovitz photo shoot in Vogue might be it. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know.
Well, if he gets on the cover of Vogue, maybe celebrities can send money over there now.
It's so cringeworthy. If you haven't seen these photos, today's more of a visual day. You got to get on your computer and look some of this stuff up. Follow along with us at home. But it really is worth checking out because him and his wife are like, it almost gave me Gavin Newsom on the rug in California. Again, if you haven't seen that photo, Google images today, folks. I cannot say enough great things about Google images. That's the vibe it gave off. Or like an early Trump 90s photo where he's, you know, posing with a lion.
Props to Steve Bannon who put that photo side by side with Zoolander on the cover of Vogue with the model.
It was Zoolander vibes. He was giving blue steel. He really was.
Blue and yellow steel.
And you know what? Speaking of Zoolander, that's why we all feel like we're taking crazy pills right now. 844-500-4242. We will discuss all of this when we come back. We got a jam-packed first hour. Call in, weigh in. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley is your perfect lunch date.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
As Secretary Yellen said on Sunday, two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical definition of recession. It's not the definition that economists have traditionally relied on.
Is this audit even real? In a sense, yes. But in another truer sense, no.
I mean, beyond the fact that he sounds ridiculous, it's just not true. We have on tape a lot of these best and brightest in the Biden administration describing the recession as two negative quarters just a few months ago. It's absurd. And the only thing scarier than these people who are going out with, you know, this Orwellian language trying to convince people that, no, actually, everything's great. Everything's hunky-dory. The only thing scarier is that there's people who actually buy it. That for me is far more frightening. I think that number is dwindling, but I do think that this kind of nuttiness works on some people. All right, let's talk.
And again, like we were talking about in the first segment, I said this before the show, I don't understand this fight that they're picking here.
In what sense?
Other administrations have had recessions. It happens. Everything that's gone wrong, they've blamed on Putin, or they've blamed on the war, or they've blamed on this and that. You can't come out and say, look, all right, so we've had two negative quarters, we're going to slip into a recession, but we got a plan to get out of it, and nobody talks about it. But the denial, changing words, you're just bringing attention to it.
It's the Barbara Streisand effect.
Yes, it's a fight you didn't have to pick. Nope. Again, like that reporter said, nobody cares technically if we're in a recession or not. Everything sucks. We see it. We don't need to put a label on it.
Right. And this kind of goes back to the administration's idea, which is an incorrect idea, that their problem is messaging. Like, oh, our problem is messaging. No, the problem for most people is that things aren't great and you need to fix it. No one really cares about how eloquent KJP or Brian Deese sounds, or, you know, how the blog that says, what is a recession? What kind of font the blog uses on the White House Gov website. Nobody cares about that. People care about how much the price of bacon is and how much the price of gas is and whether or not they'll be able to buy a house or buy a car. And this constant focus on verbiage and on the language and semantics it exposes just how incompetent these people are. When we come back, I want to discuss what happened on The View. And everyone who listens to this show knows, I've got a rule. I've got like five things. I've got a list of things I refuse to click on when I see them on Twitter. The View is, I think, number two on that list. Meghan Markle's getting up there. I can't click on any more stories about Meghan and Harry. But The View today, I made an exception because they had to eat some crow. They tried to link Turning Point USA with the neo-Nazis who are outside of Turning Point's Student Action Summit. And it was a bad idea because it was wrong. And also because Turning Point USA is not going to take it sitting down. They actually sent a cease and desist letter. And so now The View is backtracking. Listen, if you're really quiet, you can hear the backpedaling happening at ABC. And this is far from the first controversy that has been whipped up by Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar at The View. And it's just delicious to see them having to actually apologize. We'll talk about this. We'll take your calls on it. It's 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. The number, if you want to call in, is 844-500-4242. 42. And maybe before I even break down what happened on The View, this will be a good way to include the callers, because it's a question and it's the poll question. And I am not torn on this. I don't think a lot of people will be. This might be a 90-10 situation. But today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back, and the three-pack is a great value. The top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. So get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Should Turning Point USA still sue The View?
Yes, I think they should. I think that the events that have occurred today are a good sign that they might have a winning case here. I think The View is a little nervous. I think they're a little scared. And I always love a nice lawsuit against these partisan media liars. So yeah, I say do it.
Yes is in the lead at 100%.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So this is a great reason to open up the phone lines. It's 844-500-4242. Now, even if there's some people who voted in that poll who don't know the story, you made the right choice. You know, you see, do you want The View to be sued? You've got a pretty good idea of where you're going to vote either way. Hashtag Sue The View was trending, thanks to Jack Posobiec on Twitter today. But let's break down how this happened, Jared, because it's an interesting scenario. So The View is on yesterday. They're having one of their riveting, insightful discussions about how...
This was actually Monday that they...
Whatever.
I just want us to be factual.
I don't want us to get sued by The View.
I don't want us to be Joy Behar.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. On Monday. But, you know, the same thing stands, Jared, because... Really, if you go any day of the week besides Saturday and Sunday, there's a really good chance that there's an insightful, wisdom-filled, deep, meaningful conversation happening at the desk of The View. Is that fair? It's a standing headline.
That is fair. They are the Descartes and the great philosophers of our time.
Yeah. Yeah. And we need to show them some respect. We need to put some respect on their name. That's what we do here at the Grace Curley Show. So you have your cast
Jean-Paul
of characters.
Sartre.
The Socratic. They're a Socratic bunch. They're like Joe Biden. They walk around the halls of The View with their leather-bound books. So they're all having this conversation. And of course, most of these conversations go to... Republicans are racist. Republicans are white supremacists. Ron DeSantis bad. Trump bad. Am I forgetting anything? Orange man bad. Half the country is dumb and... credulous boomer rubes. That's like the that's just an idea of the kind of things that they say. But that's usually the theme of their conversations. Well, to no surprise, they didn't have great things to say about Turning Point USA, who had a summit in Tampa over the weekend. Now, at this summit in Tampa, there were neo-Nazis outside the summit. They were not affiliated with Turning Point USA. In fact, Turning Point USA condemned the neo-Nazis and tried to get them removed from outside the premises, but they were on public property, so that was difficult to do. Let's take a listen to what was said on The View about Turning Point USA. Jared, I'll let you handle this one.
I mean, there was this Turning Point conference with all the smoke. What are they, smoking something down there? Or it's like, whatever. Anyway, they were out there. Neo-Nazis were in the front of Turning, out there in front of the conference with anti-Semitic slurs. And, you know, the Nazi swastika and a picture of a so-called Jewish person with exaggerated features, just like Goebbels did in the Hitler in during the Third Reich. It's the same thing, right out of that same playbook. Mm-hmm. Okay, and DeSantis did not say anything about it. Nothing. So it's his sort of his rendition of good people on both sides. Mm-hmm. Same idea. So why trade a headache for an upset stomach?
All right, there's a few things I want to talk about here. One is that in promoting a new lie, Joy is using an old lie as her evidence. The very fine people on both sides. If you've ever seen the full clip, which if you watch CNN or MSNBC, I can almost guarantee you, you've never seen the full clip. But if you want to, you can go on YouTube, you can see the whole thing, and you can see that Trump was not referring to Nazis when he said very fine people on both sides. He was referring to people who were protesting a statue being taken down that they really liked, not people who are Nazis or white supremacists. And that's a common misconception. It's easily cleared up if you care to do that, but none of these people want to clear this up. So now, using that old lie, she's now using a new lie, which is there's neo-Nazis that, Turning Point USA, as if they have something to do with these neo-Nazis. They do not. So now, who better to bring on to clarify the situation than the woman who said the Holocaust was not about race and that Jill Biden would make a wonderful Surgeon General because she's an excellent doctor? The one, the only, Whoopi Goldberg.
Quick clarification about the neo-Nazis at the Turning Point event. They were outside protesters. My point was more metaphorical, that you embraced them at your thing, I felt. So they were not in the building.
They felt invited. You know what? If the so-called Antifa, who are anti-fascist, that's what Antifa stands for, would go there and protest, then Antifa would get a bad reputation. That's why when I hear that Antifa is...
But let me just make sure that everybody, because misunderstanding what people say is very big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure I know they were not in the building, but they were in the mix of people at the thing.
All right, so I'm not in the business of telling Whoopi Goldberg what to do. She seems to be doing a great job all on her own of making news at The View. However, I would say that these metaphorical comments she makes, I don't know if saying Holocaust was not about race, was that a metaphorical comment? Jill Biden being a doctor, she'd make a great surgeon. I don't know if that was metaphorical. Perhaps these metaphorical remarks are getting her in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, you may want to... Just let the old brain, mull something for a minute before you just shout it out.
Should we stick to the literal?
Yes.
Stick
to the technical definitions of things.
It's not her fault either, because it's our fault. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's our fault that we are not intelligent enough to understand the layers of her metaphorical insight. And, that's just something that's our cross to bear.
I mean, we are sitting in a booth in a restaurant. So.
I'm still trying to figure out the supply chain. Now, it gets better, because then TPUSA, Turning Point USA, comes out and they issue a cease and desist to The View. And it now The View is having to apologize. But before it gets to that, what's this cut in 19, Jared? Let's take a listen to this.
This was what Whoopi was referring to.
You have to read this thing.
Oh, I've got a legal note. The conservative group...
Sunny normally does this, but...
I know. This is our knockoff lawyer.
Okay.
The conservative group, Turning Point USA, has condemned the group of neo-Nazis and said they have nothing to do with the organization.
Yeah, but where was DeSantis is what I want to know.
But you let them in.
President, open your...
You let them in and you knew what they were.
Right.
So you are complicit. We'll be right back.
Oh, so that was what she was backtracking from. But that was metaphorical. You let them in and you knew what they were, but that was metaphorical. Got it. I'm starting to catch on to this. I'm starting to understand. I might have to join the audience at The View. Join the trained SEALs. I think I'd be good at this. Get some swag, some ABC swag. All right. Now, of course, they had to apologize because they don't want to get sued. I would love to know how much money The View brings in, because their ratings must be decent for the amount of controversy that Disney allows them to create, and how ABC continues to back them through all these things. But I don't think they want this. I think ABC knows this is a lawsuit they could very easily lose, that TPUSA could be looking at some Nicholas Sandman type of money. And so they sent their knockoff lawyer out again today to issue another apology. This is Cut 20.
Do you have a...
Sorry.
So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property. Also, Turning Point USA wanted us to clarify that this was a Turning Point USA summit and not a Republican Party event. So we apologize for anything we said that may have been unclear on these points.
Is unclear, is that another word for wrong? We apologize for lying. Is that what the knockoff lawyer was trying to get at? Okay. Well, here's what I would say back to that. I'm going to have to steal a line from a good friend of mine. This is one of his favorite quotes from an old country song. Don't tell me you're sorry. I know how sorry you are. I think that this apology, Jared, if I'm a lawyer, you know what this is sounding like to me? This apology, this is sounding like ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. I think they might have something. I don't think The View apologizes for no reason. I think they know they're in hot water now because they were spewing lies.
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
And I understand that maybe it would be easy for Turning Point USA to say, well, they apologize, it's fine. But I kind of do think that in these situations, you have to make these kind of lies come at a cost. There has to be a monetary loss when you let people go on TV and just lie.
You have to set the precedent that you cannot do this.
Exactly. We're all about setting precedents. That is what we are all about here. 844-500-4242. I hope they sue, and I hope they win. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Zelensky's big Vogue photo shoot. For all those people who used to complain, why can't Melania get on the cover of Vogue? Why don't they ever take pictures of her? I think she dodged a bullet when it comes to being on this Vogue cover, because this rag is becoming so pathetic. They've got Zelensky and his wife doing these glamour shots. They're like 1980s portraits, and they're posing with, you know, these big eyes looking at the camera. And the natural reaction, I know people are saying it got mixed reviews. I think that's putting it mildly. I think most people saw this and thought, aren't you dealing with a war right now? I don't know many wartime people who have time to pose for Annie Leibovitz shoots. Do you, Jared?
I do not. And, you know, it was always weird that he had so much time to be on TV and talk to world leaders while apparently he was simultaneously in the streets fighting with his troops. That seemed kind of fuzzy. But this really kind of cements the fact that there's a lot of free time he shouldn't have.
Yeah. And
he's in the middle of a war.
He was also doing like backstage, you know, like those kind of, you know how now they do a photo shoot and then they do a bunch of interviews with it. There's a lot of footage coming out of this. And I don't think it looks good for Zelensky, especially people who have been kind of skeptical of him from the beginning are starting to say, this guy is a phony. I mean, you're getting billions of dollars from the United States of America, but you have time to do these cover shoots. It's a little bit weird.
Yeah. And again, talking about him potentially being a phony is not denying that the war is happening. That is not what we're doing here. Just to get ahead of The View talking about
it. All right, I think we're getting a little paranoid now. I don't think anyone thinks me saying Zelensky's a phony means we're denying that the war is happening. Of course the war is happening. I didn't even know we had to clarify that. Oh boy, is everyone getting litigious? Are we worried about Zelensky coming after us? You've been hearing me talk about Omaha Steaks for a while now, and they are seriously the best steaks I've ever had. I'm usually the paranoid one, Jared. You're one-upping me right now.
I am just, as the producer, I am covering
You're making me yourselves. Sweat. You're making me sweat. I'm nervous. All right, Omaha Steaks is the best steaks ever. Summer grilling is here, and no backyard cookout is complete without Omaha Steaks. So go to omahasteaks.com and enter Grace into the search bar. You'll get a special price on the All-American assortment, and as a tasty bonus, you'll get 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steak burgers for free. The All-American assortment includes 16 mouth-watering entrees with four famously fork-tender, double-trimmed butcher's cut filet mignons, four pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, and so much more. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks since 1917. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. All of their products are really delicious and great quality. You're not going to find a better price, and they're delivered right to your door, which for me is just the cherry on top. Not having to go to the grocery store and deal with that stress and pick through product. Instead, you get the best stuff delivered right to your door, and you get a lot of it. So order the All-American Assortment and fill your freezer with gourmet food and enough to keep your cookouts going all summer long. Don't forget, for a limited time, my listeners get 12 free Omaha Steak burgers when they order the All-American Assortment. Visit omahasteaks.com and type keyword Grace in the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Grace. We will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Grace Curley Show. So, Zelensky and his wife, Olena, are posing in an issue of Vogue, and it's photographed by Annie Leibovitz. It's quite the spread. There's a few photos here. One of them, they're looking at the camera, holding each other. Another one, they're holding hands, and they're just kind of sitting. There's all sorts of really dramatic ones, and it's making people wonder why they have the time to do this. I don't think it's playing well for Zelensky. He has become a bit of a media darling. This seems to be a little hiccup as far as PR goes. Now, maybe he understands a little bit of what Joe Biden feels like when he falls off his bike. You know, not every day can be great publicity for these leaders who you think are so perfect. And then they do something like this and you go, that's kind of weird. That was kind of a strange move. I'm sure there's someone in Zelensky's camp who's getting yelled at today, who he's saying, why did you have me do that? That wasn't a good idea. Similarly to how I bet Jill Biden was yelling at her press people, her comms people, when she made the taco remark that really took the world by storm. So good luck to Zelensky. I hope the cover shoot was worth it.
Well, I guess the look I'm best known for is blue steel.
And in other news, I wanted to give you a quick update here on what is happening with the mainstream media. They're all trying at once to change the meaning of the word recession. It's a bold strategy. I don't think it's going to fix what's coming, but at least we'll have a new word for it, which will be really fun. And this is, you know, this is coming on the heels of 3 in 4 Democrats are saying they don't want Biden as the 2024 nominee. I think I will ask Ari Fleischer if he has some ideas about what he thinks is going to happen in 2024, because it's going to be so interesting.
What's that all about?
To see all of these rising stars have to turn on each other. Now, speaking of rising stars, Lori Lightfoot was also in the news today. If you didn't see this, Lori Lightfoot has all of these. She has a huge motorcade of cars, police-driven vehicles that are used to transport her from one place to another. And they're refusing to pay the speeding and red light tickets that are piling up. Say it ain't so. Tickets for thee, but not for me. The worst part is some of this speeding was happening in a school zone, of all places. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with Ari Fleischer. I'm so excited about this. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.